There's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain. Come on.
Dude, there's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain this.
You know, I really don't have time to explain.
There's no time to explain.
No time to explain.
There's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain now.
There's no time to explain.
No time to explain.
I can explain.
I can explain.
I can't explain.
I can explain.
I can explain.
We get about 4 minutes for the movie segment every Friday with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, which is plenty of time for him to explain usually the best movies for you to see on the weekend. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Great to have you. We got two movies coming up. I have a little bit of trivia for you, a little bit of movie history
okay.
for you. You're usually pretty strong in this category. Here's your trivia question. Hold on to the answer. And listeners, if you know it, hit me on Twitter. If you know the answer, we're going to answer at the end. What Pixar hit, Rafer, began production on this very day, January 19th, 25 years ago, 1993. What Pixar hit began production today, 25 years ago? Think about it. Get back to me. Forever My Girl is your first film, Rafer. Bethany Ashton Wolf is the director, right?
That's right.
A bit of a love story. A music superstar reunites with his first love and realizes the steep price he's paid for fame.
I mean, is it okay if we go guitar shopping tomorrow after school? You should come with us until you're comfortable with me and Billy spending time together, obviously.
So you, me, and Billy?
Yeah.
So that's Liam Page there as the character, country music superstar, who 8 years ago had just left his bride standing at the altar, went off, had a great career, found fame and fortune, but has come back. And now he thinks he wants to have her back. And the little girl that we heard there is his daughter, who his bride-to-be has raised. When I was watching this, I was thinking to myself, this is a great movie if you're a guy. I mean, everything has really gone swimmingly well for this guy. I mean, he got to go off and, have his fill of groupies and drugs and parties. 8 years later, he comes back. Here's his girlfriend just waiting for him right where he left her. And
realistic.
She's got a daughter. And he hasn't had to change a single diaper. The daughter's 8 years old and she's really cute. And so I was thinking, gosh, this is great. And what's fascinating is that this was directed by a woman and written by a woman. So I just feel like, it's a win-win. It's a win-win for everybody. It's great. We all get what we want in this film.
You sound infuriated by the entire
I'm sorry.
Premise.
I'm being that's what you're hearing is a little bit of sarcasm. So to be honest, I found this to be a very, very creepy film and probably the most dysfunctional romance since 50 Shades of Grey. That's my actual reaction.
Well, I need to bring myself down a little bit for your next film, Rafer, because we have to get to it. Chris Hemsworth of Thor fame goes to Afghanistan in 12 Strong.
We're teaming up with a warlord that we know nothing about. We're not going to be able to tell our enemies from our allies. Every step we take is going to be on a minefield from 100 different wars. And no one's ever called in a smart bomb airstrike from a B-52. So anyone who tells you they've done this before, has experience in this, is lying, sir. There's no playbook here. We're going to have to write it ourselves.
How does it stack up as a war film?
As a war film, I think it's pretty solid. It's entertaining, interesting story, true story. Basically, the first Army soldiers to go over into Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. I didn't feel it played up that quite as much. I would have been a little more interested in sort of the novelty, the foreignness of this experience. But as a war film, it's pretty solid. I feel like it's not exactly looking at the larger picture of the war in Afghanistan, but that's not really what the movie's here for.
Well, people love Chris Hemsworth, and that may be enough for a lot of people. Let's get back to trivia. Rafer, I have a phone a friend, a little bit of a lifeline for you. Your old movie date partner in studio here, Kristen Meinzer, is on hand.
Hooray! Hey, guys, how are you?
Guys, let's get to trivia real quick. I asked you what Pixar hit began production 25 years ago today. Rafer, Kristen?
I'm going to guess that it's Toy Story.
We don't like being blown up, Sid.
Yes!
Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Kristen Meinzer comes back with the right answer. Kristen Meinzer, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks, Rafer.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.